It's Tuesday, September 30th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. Mass graves have been discovered near Ukraine's embattled eastern city of Donetsk. A group of pro-Russia rebels claim they found the decomposing corpses of four fellow separatists and a mine worker. The men all had their hands tied and internal organs removed, and some of them had been decapitated. A medical examiner confirmed they were each shot multiple times in the head and body. The rebels say there are likely dozens more bodies buried in the area, and that Ukrainian troops are to blame. An oil spill in central Chile is threatening the wildlife and local fishing industry. Some 800 gallons of crude leaked from a state-run tanker in the coastal Quintero region on Thursday. Residents and fishermen have pitched in to help rescue penguins and birds covered in sludge, and the government has sent 700 people to handle cleanup operations. Environmental experts are investigating the cause of the spill, and if there's any legal recourse. Venezuela's government is using a new fingerprinting system to monitor customers at six state-run supermarkets across the country. Officials say it will help stop smugglers and hoarders from stocking up on the limited number of subsidized goods, a consequence of soaring inflation rates and a decade and a half of currency controls, which have caused major food and supply shortages. Some economists say the measure won't be effective in remedying the problem, and that the scans invade privacy. Members of a radical Muslim organization have gone on trial in Belgium on terrorism charges. Prosecutors are accusing the group Sharia for Belgium of brainwashing and sending young Muslims to join militant groups in Syria. 15 of the 46 defendants are being charged with leading a terrorist organization. Only 8 of them were present at the trial's opening on Monday, while many others are believed to be fighting or have died fighting in Syria. The group announced it was disbanding 2 years ago, but authorities believe it continued to operate and recruit fighters, and that the ones who return could be trained to launch attacks on Belgian soil. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
For me, I'm not afraid. I'm working for my country. I'm working for my people.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Email is ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website is outcastradio.net. You can also check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. When you go to the website, check out two of the videos. One is called Great White Shark Attacks Great White Shark.
Oh, Scotty, delicious.
It's an amazing video. It's two great white sharks literally chomping on each other right in front of this guy's boat. Very rare do you see something like that. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And the other one is the volcano that exploded in Japan over the weekend. It's a different view. The original view that I had uploaded was the cloud of ash coming down on the hikers, but this one is a little bit further back, a couple miles back, and you can actually see the beauty and the terror at the same time. And just like life, it is bittersweet. It is beautiful, and it is awful at the same time, much like this show. Other headlines making news, including the beheading of PSYOP, Hong Kong protests, why the umbrella revolution. 5, Dallas independent school students may have had contact with Ebola patient, none are sick, and Secret Service Director Julia Pearson resigns. But we're going to start tonight with what's going on in Dallas. Let's start first with the announcement from Rick Perry. He was talking earlier this afternoon about the Ebola patient and the contact he had with kids. Here's Rick Perry from earlier this afternoon.
As you know, a patient was admitted to this hospital on September the 28th, subsequently tested positive for Ebola. Today we learned that some school-aged children have been identified as having had contact with the patient and are now being monitored at home for any signs of the disease. But let me assure, these children have been identified and they are being monitored, and the disease cannot be transmitted before having any symptoms. There are few places in the world better equipped to meet the challenge that is posed in this case. Texas is one of only 13 states certified by the CDC to conduct diagnostic Ebola testing. The highly qualified men and women of Texas Health Presbyterian are doing everything in their power to deliver the very best care for this patient. They have been and they will continue to be in close contact with federal, state, and local officials to ensure the public safety.
That is Governor Rick Perry, and he was speaking this afternoon concerning the Ebola patient who had contact with the kids. The other story coming out of Dallas, and this one just broke late, Dallas ambulance crew that brought Ebola patient to the hospital have been quarantined. So not just the ambulance itself, but the ambulance crew. Here's the latest from the local affiliate in Dallas.
Among those directly exposed to this man were the Dallas Fire Rescue ambulance crew members who rushed him to the hospital on Sunday. Chopper 5 got this shot this evening. NBC 5 has confirmed this is the ambulance that man rode in. It has been cordoned off and taken out of service as a precaution. That ambulance belongs to Fire Station 37, just east of 75 and North Park Center. Our Ben Russell is live there with that part of the story. Ben, what else do you know?
Well, I know, Meredith, that that ambulance you just showed there, it would ordinarily be parked right here in Fire Station 37. The one that replaced it is out on a service call right now. But we do know that that same ambulance was in service until this morning. The crew that worked it, they thought they were going to come back to work tomorrow. Now that's all changed.
What we can confirm is that the paramedics from Firehouse 37 exposed to Ebola are off the job tonight. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
Our firefighters are in quarantine that took this guy to the hospital. Our ambulance is in quarantine.
Chopper 5 found that quarantined ambulance. It has been taken out of service as a precaution. NBC 5 has asked how many other patients have ridden in that same ambulance since that Ebola patient. So far, no answer. As for the EMS team,
we will place them into isolation per Dallas County and CDC recommendations to monitor them for any effects of any symptoms of the disease showing up. And so they'll actually be isolated at home doing self-monitoring, looking for fever and those kind of things.
NBC 5 has confirmed the crew will be kept out of work for several days. If they do develop symptoms, their level of isolation will be stepped up.
Five Dallas Independent School District students at four schools have had contact with the Ebola patient in Dallas and stayed home from school as a precaution, according to a district email sent to employees today. The kids are not showing symptoms of having the virus. Keep in mind, it has up to a 21-day incubation period. The students who are not named attend Tasby Middle School, Hotchkiss Elementary School, Dan D. Rogers Elementary, and Conrad High School. These schools are in the Vickery Meadow area in northeast Dallas, where many refugee families and other immigrants have settled into apartments. DISD is also monitoring Low Elementary since it is connected to Tasby. Mikey Terrell, a Conrad volunteer who lives in downtown Dallas, said the news was spreading around the school that the man with Ebola lived or was visiting family nearby. Quote, he's just getting around just a few minutes ago. I just am keeping my hands to myself. And the other story that's breaking is the fact that the parents of all of these school districts are pulling their kids out of the school. So you've got five schools that are being emptied as I speak. In other words, the kids are not coming back to school tomorrow. So how is this going to affect the school district? How is this going to affect the city of Dallas? Lost revenue? All of it. So the other element, the one factor in all of this is fear. If people start moving into fear, in other words, if a child comes down with Ebola, this is when you're going to see the hammer really come down. And the other part of it is, who's to say what is truth and what isn't truth? Nobody has seen this Ebola patient. I mean, we're taking the word of the hospitals and the press and the mainstream media. We don't know the true story behind the story. But the one thing I do know, the motivating factor here is going to be fear. It's just like Wall Street. Wall Street operates on two emotions, greed and fear. And right now, fear may be the predominant emotion that you and I need to get ourselves in check with. Because as this story rapidly begins to unfold, you're going to hear a lot of hysteria. And the one aspect of this I don't want to get into is any hysteria and any conjecturing that's going to take us down a road that's only going to lead us into fear. We are supposed to have the peace of God, and we need to walk in that and demonstrate it. By the way, that's the end of my sermon for today. Speaking of Joel Osteen, I don't know if you heard, but he got his own radio show. And here's the real funny part. He's going to be doing the radio show with his wife. Now, guys, let me ask you a question. When you go to work, isn't part of the reason you go to work to get away from your wife? And ladies, when you go to work, isn't part of the reason you go to work to get away from your husband? I mean, if you've got to be around your wife or your husband all day long, that's not a good thing. Absence does make the heart grow fonder. And in this case, I think in the case of Joel and Victoria, probably being together all day is not a good thing. Secondly, they better have a really good producer and call screener, because I'm sure some crank calls are going to come in. And not just crank calls, but calls challenging them on their prosperity gospel. I mean, I would love to be able to call in and challenge Joel and Victoria and at least have a conversation about the gospel that he preaches and the gospel that I believe in. Because I don't think necessarily God wants you to be happy and do it for your own sake. I think what you're supposed to do is pick up your cross and to be reasonably happy in this life and exceedingly happy in the next. The gospel they preach is not the gospel I read in the book. That concludes my second sermon, 800-313-9443. Wake up, 800-313-9443.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Yeah, it's been about 20 months since I've been to Florida, and apparently when I got here, they were telling me it had rained consecutively, couldn't stand the weather, for 14 days in a row, and everyone around here is complaining about the rain. Every day it rains for about 2 hours, and we get about 2 inches a day. And I love it. I love going back out on the screen porch and just reading, listening to the rain, maybe plugging in my smartphone, listening to some Baroque classical music. Yeah, I do listen to other kinds of music, or maybe some jazz. But I got to tell you, it's not too bad. I spent yesterday cleaning out the gutters because the whole place was flooding out, but it's not a bad way to go. Not that I'm going out, I'm only 57. Here are some headlines making news. New York Times, page one for Thursday. Michelle Obama opts out of Senate races. I didn't even know she was running. Believe some Democrats have been insufficiently supportive of her in her efforts to end childhood obesity. She hates to be away from home. She hates Republicans for their opposition to her husband's agenda. Well, we just like, you know, the old constitutional agenda. We're old-fashioned that way. Ebola panic. Parents pulled children from school out of Dallas. At least five school districts have been affected, and I would not be surprised if, when you wake up tomorrow morning, you hear that thousands of parents are pulling their kids out of school. That's not hyperbole. I know that if my kid was in one of those schools, I'd pull her out. Because keep in mind, there was an executive order signed 1 month ago, President Obama, and in the executive order, it said if you exhibit any signs of respiratory illness, that is reason enough to quarantine you. And how long does the quarantine last? And where will you be quarantined? And I can't believe I'm even discussing this, but this is the reality of the world we live in today. Let me ask you a question. If the government came up to you and said, we need to quarantine your kid, would you turn your kid over to them? 800-313-9443. There's got to be somebody listening with a breath. Are you getting enough oxygen? 800-313-9443. Here's my question. If the government said to you, we need to quarantine your kid, would you turn your kid over to the government, even if your kid wasn't exhibiting any Ebola symptoms? 800-313-9443. Personally, I don't get any shots. I'm completely against vaccinations. That's just me. As I mentioned earlier, I'm 57 years old, and the last time I was at the doctor was probably about 10 years ago, and before that was when I was 16, when I got my knee operated on. Lo and behold, I seem to be relatively healthy. I go to the gym, I work out, I drink a lot of protein, eat the protein bars, and I take mega vitamins. Why am I so healthy? Because I don't go to doctors. You have to understand, a doctor is like going to a mechanic. If you take your car to a mechanic and he says nothing is wrong with your car, how in the world is the mechanic going to make any money? If you go into a doctor, and I'm not saying all doctors, but I'm just saying the general culture that we live in and the environment, it's about making money. You got to understand, everything is a business. Whether you're in prison right now and you're listening to the show, or you're getting ready to go to the hospital tomorrow, you are a customer. You are not a patient. You are not a prisoner. You are not someone who ran a red light. You are a customer. You and I are customers, and the world is a market. And someone is making a lot of money off of this already. Other headlines making news include Republicans' days are numbered, according to Nancy Pelosi. And you know what? I agree with her. She might actually be right, because if the illegals keep coming over the border, Texas turns blue in 2016, and that's the end of the country. As Texas goes, so goes the rest of the nation. It's not Maine, or is it New Hampshire? It is Texas. Texas is ground zero for everything that's about to happen, in my opinion. And isn't it ironic that Rick Perry orders the National Guard on the border, 30 days later he's indicted, and now we have Ebola in all states, Texas. Why is that? Hispanics promise executive action this year on deportations. The president will make that announcement after the midterm elections. According to Louis Farrakhan, whites created Ebola to kill blacks. Mr. Farrakhan, you're absolutely right. We all had a meeting about a week ago, and we said, you know, what can we do to kill all the blacks? And I remember a really white guy in the back of the room said, well, why don't we create Ebola? I said, Ebola? What's that? He goes, yeah, we'll kill all the blacks with it. All right, run with that. What a nut job, Farrakhan. Whites created Ebola to kill blacks. I don't think so. Patient had contact with students, vomited wildly outside his apartment. And if you didn't know, this patient actually went to a hospital in Dallas on Friday, but was sent home with antibiotics. and this all started going down on Monday and Tuesday. There is a second possible case. I think that case has actually been confirmed. Up to 18 now have been exposed, not just five students, but 18 in total. We don't know the breakdown, whether it's 5 and 13, but we do know five students have been exposed and a total of 18. Don't touch anyone when reporting in Liberia. This is the advice to the news and the press. Airlines scramble to track down hundreds who came in contact. My question is, why are flights still allowed in this country? U.S. visas held by 13,500 people in three Ebola countries. Top doctor, more will be infected. And the preppers, they're in full swing. They're stocking up on their supplies. Maybe they see something coming. Washington Post lead for Thursday, Secret Service agency is in turmoil. Of course, the director of the Secret Service resigned today, destabilized by low morale, deep distrust in top managers, and the workforce stretched beyond its capabilities. That'll be in the New York Times tomorrow. Chris Matthews says Obama has gotten lazy. Oh boy, that's not good news. From the guy who got a thrill up his leg to now calling Obama lazy? Yeah, let's pull that up. Chris Matthews says Obama's getting intellectually lazy, has atrophied. People like Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama. He criticized Obama for being intellectually lazy, listening to the same voices all the time. On Wednesday's broadcast of MSLSD's Hardball, Matthews singled out a close confidant, Valerie Jarrett, as a source. Unfortunately, I can't play the video from here. Matthews did say, let's get tough here. Is this the problem of a second term, that presidents get lazy, intellectually lazy, cut off from the country, and they start picking deputies for jobs instead of looking for the best people? The lazy thing to do is somebody leaves. You promote their deputy. That is, I think, part of the endemic problem of second terms, Matthews observed. He said presidents should go out and look for people. He said the lack of fresh blood in the White House. Yesterday, Matthews criticized Obama for claiming it's unlikely that a case of Ebola would occur in the United States. The president said it was unlikely 2 weeks ago. Well, it's not unlikely. It's happened. It's here. Here's the quote. Let's get tough here. Is this the problem of a second term? They don't go out and mix with people, find new people, hot shots to fill these jobs. They just keep promoting the person whose turn it is. And they're not as good as the person they picked before. Kennedy went out and looked for people like Robert McNamara and Dean Rusk. He went looking for them and put them in the best lots he could. And he talked them into it. He recruited people who didn't even know and wanted the job. Presidents should go out and look for the people. I know it's a rigorous demand, but it's a real one. Unless you're going to get smaller in your presidency, go out and do something. Wow. That's one hell of a change from... This guy gives me a thrill of my leg, so even the left seems to be turning on the president right now. Can you blame them? But I've heard the president is going to be busy in the Oval Office next week. Apparently they put a putting green in there. White House sharply criticizes new Israeli construction. Bibi, Iran must not get nukes. And we elected a man as president who has no experience at anything. This according to Wynn, who is a billionaire residing in Vegas. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. I was thinking about Joel Osteen getting his own radio talk show. If you didn't hear, Joel Osteen, I believe October 8th, begins his own talk show with his wife, Victoria, on Sirius XM. And I know it's going to be heavily screened, but I would just love to be able to get through just one time and make a phone call and just talk to Joel and ask him a few questions like, hey, Joel, are you there?
Oh, hey, welcome to Sirius XM.
Wow, that's weird. I had another video playing. I would just love to be able to ask him, you know, hey, what's the deal with your wife? She said we should praise God, not for God, but for ourselves. Because when we praise God, we're making ourselves happy. And so we should do it for ourselves and not for God. And the goal in life is to be happy. How do you achieve that while you're still in this flesh? I think reasonably happy is a much more admirable goal. And then I'd ask him if I could borrow $30. Alrighty then, let's go to the headlines. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. thousands of Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters massed to block entry to the offices of their city's embattled leader early Thursday morning in an attempt to force a dialogue as calls for his resignation grew. More than 3,000 protesters gathered outside Li Chengying's office in the early hours, chanting for the chief executive, seen by critics as Beijing's stooge, to step down while police, equipped with riot helmets and shields, stood firmly behind barricades. "We want to talk to him face to face." 4 days of peaceful demonstrations have seen tens of thousands of people take over key districts and highways in Hong Kong as they call on Beijing to grant free elections in the semi-autonomous city. And there is actually what it is called is the Umbrella Revolution. Why is it called that? Let this guy explain. The Umbrella Revolution.
When I saw those scenes, I saw all these citizens with their fragile umbrella fighting against all these armed to the bones policemen with their large size pepper gas spray. So it's like a weak person fighting against this machine. So I was very touched by it. And when you look at those umbrellas, it's full of different colors. It's almost like a flexible rainbows. And the policeman, you know, ripped the umbrella away and tried to spray into the protesters' face, and that is unacceptable. So I think overnight that umbrella, from being a household item, suddenly transformed into a symbol of defiances and solidarity.
And when you've seen the response on social media, what have you made of it? Because it has gone right round the globe, hasn't it?
Yes, ever since I put out the so-called Umbrella Revolution logo competition, I mean, the designs keep pouring in. But actually, the competition is a disguise in order to get more people's attention about a situation in Hong Kong. I think everybody need a safe platform to participate. Some people are going to be working in the front line fighting the police, and some can just sit comfortably at home and do a design. And that, you never know what effect or how far it'll travel.
We're looking at some of those designs as you speak. I mean, you have tracked protest art. I mean, how potent do you think its power is?
Well, I think art can change the world, because when you see the artwork, it mobilizes you emotionally. You know, you feel connections to it. It's as if somebody speak out of the problem, and you can see it with your eyes. So I think don't ever estimate the power of art. A national flag is a piece of art. A national anthem is a piece of art. And so everything is art and everything is politics. Ai Weiwei once said that.
And of course, all of these images have been on social media. It is, I suppose, no surprise the Chinese authorities have interrupted social media over the last few days. I was interested in another line I read that you had said, that it is interesting that the internet has a liberal movement. You anymore need to be on the streets of Hong Kong.
No, you don't. I mean, 20 years ago, when we have to learn something, we think we have to be a specific place and time with a specific masters. But nowadays, the internet have changed all that. You can be anytime, anywhere, and you can still keep track of what's going on. All you need is Wi-Fi and a big pack of battery.
Just a final thought, because you talked about just this household item of the umbrella. You'll be aware that potentially there could be a crackdown from the Chinese. There is all the potential here for that flimsy umbrella to be swept away with quite an authoritarian response.
Yes, if we look at the Chinese Communist Party's history, and you know they are not very good in doing it soft style. So the only way of protecting ourselves is get more social media attentions or press attention internationally. So hopefully we can apply pressure that way, because we have tried creating that pressure from bottom up, and it's not working.
All right, there you go. The latest from Hong Kong, and I'm all behind the kids
I love the kids. I love the young people and their iPhones and their iPhone 6 and their beards and their hipster pants and their tight-fitting shoes.
Wary of Ebola, Dallas parents pull kids from school. From Dallas, parents rush to get their children from school Wednesday after learning that five students may have had contact with an Ebola patient in Dallas, as Governor Rick Perry and other leaders reassure the public that there's nothing to worry about. That's funny. Dan just sent me a Skype. The patient, identified by the Associated Press as Thomas Eric Duncan of Liberia, arrived in the U.S. on September 20th to visit family. Dallas County Health and Human Services Director Zachary Thompson said county officials suspect that 12 to 18 people may have had contact with Duncan. Right now, based on the number, we're saying 18, and that could increase, Thompson said. More details are expected tomorrow afternoon. The number includes five students in four schools, the Dallas School Superintendent Mike Miles said. The case is serious, Perry said during a news conference at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, where Duncan is being tested. Rest assured that our system is working out as best it could. Professionals on every level of the chain of command know what to do to minimize the potential risk to people in Texas and in this country. Said one parent, Kara Collins, I'm scared. I may keep them home all week. She has four children, ages 5 to 11, who go to school in the Dallas Independent School District. District officials said they have a plan. They have counselors and translators reach out to parents. 32 languages are spoken just at Conrad High. That's one of the reasons we're here, and we don't want misinformation coming out, said Miles. We found out this morning, and then we had a press conference. He actually urged parents to keep their children in school, but some were wary, as a woman by the name of Marcy Pardo picked up her 18-year-old daughter within minutes of being notified by school officials. It'll be real interesting to see what happens tomorrow, because will fear take a hold? We'll see. Supercharged Corvette can go 0 to 60 in 2.95 seconds. From Detroit, General Motors says a new high-speed performance of the Chevy Corvette can go from 0 to 60 per hour in just under 3 seconds. The 2015 Chevy Z06 is the fastest car GM ever made. The company says it can hit 60 in 2.95 seconds. GM spokesman Monty Doran says GM believes it is to be the first front-engine rear-drive production car to break the three-second barrier. The Z06 has achieved the times equipped with an eight-second automatic transmission and paddle shifter. This message is not brought to you by GM. In our most important story of the day, a New York supermarket employee has been accused of leaving the store with $1,200 worth of meat hidden in his pants. State Police Officer Gregory Rodriguez is charged with fourth-degree grand larceny and first-degree stupidity. Rodriguez works at the A&P on Grutton on the Hudson. Police were called Monday about the theft. Rodriguez was arrested on Tuesday. A state police officer, Trooper Melissa McMorris, said the theft occurred in one day. She didn't know if it involved more than one trip to the store. She also said when she saw the guy with $1,200 worth of meat hidden in his pants, she said, "You're under arrest, or are you just happy to see me?" Rodriguez is due in court with an attorney on Friday. And do try the veal. I'll be here all weekend. Other headlines making news at OutkastRadio.net include Secret Service Director Julia Pearson resigning. We'll have that story. And the Great White Shark attacks the Great White Shark.
800-313-9443. Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Friends or family need heart work? Heart bypass in the U.S. is over $150,000. Heart valve? $175,000. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com announces a limited-time promotional special. Heart bypass at $10,300 and heart valve at $12,900. With a typical 20% Obamacare copay, you can do the flights, hotel, surgery, and goof off in a tropical paradise with money still in your pocket for well under the price of your copay. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. I'd give you the phone number, but you're not calling me tonight. I don't know why. 800-313-9443. Was it something I said? Are you breaking up with me? Are you not listening anymore? Don't you want to be with me? I was married for 20 years, and Dan wants me to tell the Corvette story. And by the way, I'm not a spokesman for GMN, for GMOs, for GM. But man, that vet looks pretty hot. So what I did was, after 20 years of marriage, my wife said, I don't want to be married anymore. And I thought, okay, well, all right. So I moved up to the lake house in Lake Livingston, and she stayed in Houston. And I decided to do what I did about a week ago. I got rid of everything. And so, in addition to getting rid of most of my material possessions, I decided to trim me down, because I realized at the time of the divorce, we both had put on a lot of weight. And then she lost the weight. And then I realized I was the only fat one left in the relationship. So I went from 242 down to 195. In a period of 6 weeks. They call it the divorce diet. It's where you just forget to eat. But it was great. I looked good. So I lost about 45 pounds, and then I thought, okay, what else can I do to completely change who I am? And I decided at that point to shave my head. Because I was looking in the mirror one day when I was applying Just for Men, and it began to just roll down my forehead. And I looked up in the mirror, and I looked like Robert Smith of The Cure. And I thought, how sad and pathetic is this that I'm actually dyeing my widow's peak and that I'm getting more dye on my dome than I am on the few patches and scraps of hair like George Costanza, the once proud empire of follicles. So I decided I'm done with hair. And so I shaved my head. And after about 6 weeks again of having that light bulb deal, and if you're a guy and you've shaved your head, you know what I'm talking about, how your head looks like a light bulb for the first 6 weeks, it began to blend in. I sat out in the sun, I got a tan, and then I got an earring. Okay? So let's recap. Wife leaves me after 20 years. I lose 45 pounds. I shave my head. I get an earring. Next up, I grow a goatee. Now I look like John Travolta from that movie, was it From Love with Paris or From Paris with Love? The final piece of the puzzle was the car. I bought a Corvette. And not just a Corvette, a real fast damn Corvette. So I had the Corvette, I shaved my head, I grew a goatee, I got an earring, and I started smoking cigarettes. I basically went back to being an 18-year-old, and for about a year, I probably wasn't the best citizen on the planet. Some might even call it backsliding. Actually, that's what I would call it. But I tell you all of this to tell you that I'm not a spokesman for GM. Up next, the Secret Service Director, Julia Pearson, resigns. If you take a look at my website, outcastradio.net, the most disturbing thing about this story is the fact that this woman gets her hair done by the same woman that cut Hazel's hair back in the 1960s. Do you remember a sitcom called Hazel about a maid? This woman looks like Hazel. And not to be misogynistic, right, but a woman should not be in charge of the Secret Service. Just like a woman should not be fighting in combat, in battle, there are certain jobs that only men should do. For the most part, men should be firefighters because it requires a lot of muscle and a lot of effort. And if you're the head of the Secret Service, I would prefer that you be a man. Anyway, here's the story. Secret Service Director Julia Pearson resigns.
Julia Pearson, head of the Secret Service, has resigned. This is just coming to us from the White House and from our White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, and that President Obama has accepted. So, Ronald Kessler, you and I breaking the news to the nation that she's out. Your reaction?
Thank God.
We have Jim Acosta. Forgive me. Are we going to Jim?
Hi, Brooke. That's right. If you can hear me, I do have the statement from Secretary Johnson about Julia Pearson. It says right there at the top today, Julia Pearson, the director of the U.S. Secret Service, offered her resignation, and I accepted it. I salute her 30 years of distinguished service to the Secret Service and the nation. But, Brooke, you could see that this was starting to develop all day long. Elijah Cummings, the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, really got the ball rolling earlier this morning when he said that if she could not restore confidence to that agency, that he would like to see her step aside. Then Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, said that she basically agreed with Elijah Cummings' assessment of the situation. In the last several minutes, I was talking to a key Democratic official who essentially said that her job was in jeopardy, and then this email came through. This all happened very quickly, obviously, because in part because of her testimony yesterday. I talked to a number of people up on Capitol Hill, aides to various congressmen up on Capitol Hill, and to people inside the administration who just felt that her testimony was not inspiring, it was not reassuring, and that was part of the reason for her departure, Brooke.
All righty then. You know, part of the problem when you have a night where you don't get a lot of phone calls and you just start talking off the top of your head, you probably end up saying stuff you regret. And my problem is I pretty much tell you my whole life. If you want to know what has happened in my life, what's going on, what might be happening soon, I'll tell you because I'm pretty much an open book on the radio. I actually will tell you more on the radio during a national show than I will in person. That's one of my character defects. And I knew when I started talking about this, I would get a call from a woman. Let's go to Kathy in California. Hello, Kathy.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Those bald spots on your head are not bald spots. They're manufactured defects.
I like that. I like that. You know, I just reached a point where I gave up, and I thought, you know, I saw a guy tonight. I was hanging out with some friends. I saw a guy who was completely bald but had a ponytail, and I thought, dude, you got to give up the battle at one point.
I know. My neighbor has a big bald spot, and then he has his ponytail. My husband had a little bald spot on the back of his head. When he shaved his hair off, the bald spot went away.
I actually, when I was doing another radio show at a radio station, I actually offered to shave men's heads, men who were balding, and I actually shaved men's heads in the studio live on the air.
Well, I hate those guys that do the comb-overs. That is ridiculous. And then you got guys that get the wigs. A friend of mine, her boyfriend had one of those. He'd wear a wig, and if you cook with a wig on, the heat from the oven or the stove makes it fringe up, and it looks like crap later.
I got to tell you this one story. My dad, God rest his soul, 2 years before he died, he decided to get a full helmet toupee, and he was bald, and he showed up at our house one day with the helmet toupee, and I had to pretend that he wasn't wearing a toupee. It was like the elephant in the living room. And then we went to the lake, and he had a spare toupee in the trunk. It was 100 degrees. He asked me to reach in and grab some soda, and I grabbed this, and I thought I had a dead squirrel in my hand. I was like, what the? It was very, very traumatic. Very traumatic, Kathy.
That's funny. I can't quit laughing. That must have been a freaky deal to see your dad with a wig all of a sudden.
Well, it's like you showed up with a new wife. I'm like, you know, hey, how you doing? And are you going to introduce the dead squirrel on your head? I mean, I'm just, you know, oh God. Anyway, have a great night, Kathy. I appreciate you being out there.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to the other coast. Gear in Florida. How are you doing, sir?
Hello.
Hello, Gear. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to, I only heard it on I got an email or something, and there was only one spot where they talked about the Ebola in Africa, you know, where everybody shows up in their suits and everything. Well, there's one place, the city said they wouldn't even let them come in because everywhere they went, they end up having this epidemic. So I just heard that in one source, and I don't know where I heard it, but it was kind of interesting that that there was a place where the people running these small little towns or whatever said, hey, get the heck out of here because everywhere you go, we have problems. So I don't know. I don't know if you heard that anywhere else, but I just...
Well, the question I have is, can you catch it through the air? Is it airborne? Is it contagious through the air? I mean, I haven't got a good answer on that yet.
Yeah,
I mean, I've gotten the official word, but we're getting a dance, and I actually heard of a report out of Canada where they said you can contract it through the air, and that was deleted. I have no idea.
Yeah, the stories keep changing, so you really don't know.
No, you don't. Gear, if you can, call me tomorrow morning or tomorrow night. We ran out of time.
Okay, take care.
All right, take care. Hey, everybody, have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow.